Hi, this is Evander the Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander the Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy Penn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? For how weird is this? The last show of the year.
This year is going by so quickly. So many different things have happened. Things that we expected, things that we didn't expect. And this is sort of our swan song for the year.
It definitely will be. I will not be here next week. You'll be in studio. I was going to start it. So let me start it with this way. You've seen the Tom Cruise, where he's the lawyer. What's the name of that movie?
A Few Good Men.
Tropic Thunder. Oh no!
Tropic Thunder.
Sorry, Tropic Thunder. He's the agent.
Yeah, A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men.
And you know, after he wins or whatever, and he kind of turns around, and he goes, "So this is what a courtroom. I'm going to start with. So this is what the studio looks like.
This is the first time that you and I have been working together that we've both been in this studio.
Well, the first time in 2 years I've been
that
in
you've
the studio.
Been here.
You know, we have our own studio, and the reason that we're here, and we have a Facebook social media contest going on.
We do.
And to register for Wicked Good Cupcakes, another t-shirt from Athlete Originals, a post-share prize pack, the whole nine yards, you're going to have to at least pay attention to the next 32 seconds.
Yeah.
When we introduce our special guest, and that would be John. John, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Tell us, you know, because here's the contest is they have to tell us where you work and kind of what's going on. So give us the 30-second rundown.
Okay, yeah. I work for Little Greek. We're a fast casual restaurant based in Tampa. We have over 20 locations, three out in Texas, a few in Arkansas, but mostly Tampa, St. Petersburg area. All fresh, fantastic food, cooked to order. Everything's done in-house, made from scratch.
And my goal, Alex, is to what?
Eat everything on the menu.
No, visit all 20. No, my goal is to visit all 20 and then eat everything on the menu. So you were the lucky bidder in a charity auction.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to change it because you're supposed to co-host, and you've gotten to know me over the last 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to let you host.
Oh, cool.
Because like I said, the more you talk, the less I have to.
Sure, sure.
And I can just drift off. I know you and Alex are going to talk some soccer. And
sure, we can talk anything.
Some MMA. Cool.
Maybe.
How much of an MMA fan are you? You talked a little about
John
Jones.
Yeah, I'll watch them. You know, I watch them when they're on. I always find out about them at like the last second. But if I can get to it, I'll go somewhere that's playing it or get together with some buddies. It's fun. It's really entertaining. You know, again, I don't know like all the ins and outs and great moves. But heck, you know, I can see a guy get punched in the face and know that it's a great punch to the face.
So I guess we should start with some gifts then, you know, for John coming here.
Why not?
Because I do have a pair of tickets. If you want to go watch next Saturday's UFC 182, John Jones, Daniel Cormier, at the Woodland Square 20.
Wow.
They're going to show it there. We can talk about it. We've got some videos to give away. And that's one of the prizes that the peeps are going to win if they, again, text Facebook.
Smoke screen,
whatever. Hand deliver. If Rob wants to come down and hand deliver it, you know, whatever, that it's Little Greek.
Yeah.
And that's all they have to do, and that's all they have to say. All right, we'll get some of the bad stuff out of the way. FSU. All right, let's get to it.
Well, I disagree with you. Obviously, we'll get into your prediction a little later.
Well, because you're a fan.
I am. I know. I'm totally biased. I'm a homer for sure.
Okay.
But I do think it's going to be close either way. I don't think it's a lock. Nobody's a lock. But... it's going to be a high-scoring game for sure. You know, both offenses are light years ahead of both of those defenses. For me, though, as an FSU fan and alum, we are the healthiest we've been all year. We get the break. We don't have to deal with the, you know, Mariota's been on the Heisman doing his, you know, Letterman and all that stuff.
That is going to affect him.
You know,
that is going to affect him.
He did miss, like, I think, a practice or two. And you know, Oregon's never been on this big of a stage. Well, they, you know, lost on this big of a stage before in the national championship to Auburn a few years back. But Yeah, there you go. A little plug for the Auburn.
Now, I know you were stationed out in California. I'll let John get back out you know, to it. Mm-hmm. But seafood restaurants in L.A.?
In L.A.?
Yeah, does FSU have to worry about seafood and stuff?
No, I think their inventory is okay. There's no worries there.
Well, they were there last year, so they probably have all those spots that they want to hit mapped already, so they should be used to the Pasadena area.
You know, like they did this year, they'll not sell crab legs or something?
Yeah. Right.
Didn't that happen? Give me your take.
Well, it's one of the things that I look at a lot is what's happening off the field, and certainly FSU has had a lot of that, and it was Jameis that was in the news so much, but now you're starting to get into the running backs too, and there's been a little bit of off the field issues with
Cook.
Dalvin, yeah.
So I don't know. Obviously, Winston has been on the stage. He's won the Heisman. He's been dealing with this stuff, so I don't see it as much of a deal for him, but these guys haven't had to play with this sort of off the field pressure as well. There may be a little bit that they have to deal with mentally to try to stay focused. So it might be a little bit tough for them to do it. And that said, I think it will also be a close game. Mm-hmm. I don't see it being a blowout on either side.
If there's no turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers are
huge. If there's turnovers, if Winston has his typical 2-3 turnovers in the first half, it will be a blowout. If he doesn't, it will be a close game, and FSU could win it.
And the longer it stays close, the better it is, obviously, for FSU.
Sure.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not, you know, whether you like his off-field, whatever, you have to like his on-field. Mm-hmm. He is a winner. He will find ways to win.
Miami.
Yeah.
Florida.
Same thing. Yeah, it was...
That junior high team they played.
Not Liberty.
He always finds ways to win.
Which one? Yeah, it was really tough at the beginning, and they just find that way then to claw back and get that W. So, and that's what matters. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit different stage and a little bit tougher opponent this time.
And I think we're better than Arizona, who, you know, they beat Oregon. So, at Oregon, you know.
True.
Alabama, true. Ohio State. Thoughts? Because now I'm going to step back.
In my opinion, I think that's where it's not going to be close. Bama.
Fifth straight quarterback now?
Way too strong.
Yeah.
Way too strong.
Third string quarterback, one start. He looks great. He looked great against Wisconsin, but I feel like Saban has Meyer's number. He knows that he shuts that offense down. I mean, he's going to throw too much at a guy making his second collegiate start. It's not going to be, it's going to get ugly quick.
Not to change gears, you guys can talk about whatever you want, but I do want to a big shout out to Lewis Murphy.
Yes.
I'm extremely pumped.
That's the local product we need to be talking about,
is
getting his contract extension.
Let's just say not only are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers happy, not only is Lewis Murphy happy, but I believe the Press Box Players Show is extremely happy for 2015. Lewis Murphy came out last week, really liked it, didn't know what was going to happen, wants to stay here. You know, he's from here. How cool must that be? You know, he went out to Oakland, he was in Carolina, did the year in New York, but to play at home, always, you know, growing up, and you know this, Alex, and John, I'll tell you a real quick story. Lewis Murphy and my son grew up together. They played, they played together, but in elementary school and middle school, they would always talk sports, they would always hang out, and for him to then go to Florida, win the national title, go and do his thing, and now come home, it's got to be cool, because to remember back when you were 9, 10, dreaming of playing at home. Mm.
Yeah, you. There's always that one team that you want to play for. Usually it's going to be your home team, and now he gets to do that. And it's not one of these where he's going to spend a year and that's his time there. He gets that three-year deal, which gives him a little bit more stability and gets to relax a little bit, not quite as worried about his job security. And hopefully now he'll be able to start hit his prime a little bit better and really grow. And the Bucks will be able to get the most out of him, and then he'll be able to get the most out of his experience playing for home.
You a Buccaneer fan?
I am, and that's kind of exciting for me because Lewis Murphy tore my boys up when I was at FSU with Tebow in those days. It was brutal. So it's nice to cheer to watch him score touchdowns for my team instead of against my team every week. So he's been great. And then the Bucks, obviously not so much, but we'll
it's baffling. You know, we do the Monday Night Players Show, and we have different players come out and all that kind of stuff, and it's just baffling because yes, they're bad, but they coulda, shoulda, wanna games. Mm-hmm. You know, you take those two games away, and that's one thing, but I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I think we lost the most games that were within 5 points or 7 points. I mean, we had a horrible one score record this year. It was abysmal. So
now, is Drew Brees injured? Do you know anything about that?
I had not heard that.
Because they said that he may or may not. In a way, I hope he doesn't play, because I want Luke to go up against Josh. I think that would be cool.
That
the brothers
to
go up against each other could be a lot of fun. You're a fan. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked to a lot of the players about this. Do you want the Bucks to win on Sunday, or do you want them to lose? But then again, I'm gonna answer the question for you because you want Winston here. Yeah. So if they're not the first pick, because Winston won't be the first pick, then they will be stuck with.
We'll see how the interview, the player interviews go at the combines and whatnot. But I do agree that you can't cheer for your team to lose. I can't bring myself to do that. I'm not going to be upset if we lose, because you get the number one pick. But we can still, I believe we can win and still get the last pick.
Yeah, I was going to say, why not best of both worlds? There is a scenario.
Who's Tennessee play?
They play Indy.
Okay, so Tennessee has to win too.
They have to also beat Indy. That's the only scenario where they can win and still get the first overall. Yeah. So
I don't want to say I'm sure, because like you said, I'm not sure of anything. Mm-hmm. I just can't see Lovie Smith drafting Winston. Because of the off the field things. Mm-hmm. Unless, because everybody does this, coaches are like, I can fix that. Mm-hmm. He's been a problem everywhere else, or I'm not saying just him, thing or whatever. But I can fix it. Mm-hmm. So maybe, I don't know.
Do you think he likes Mariota enough to go with him number one overall?
I'm not 100% sure they're going to go for a quarterback.
Yeah.
There's too many issues. You can have a great quarterback. You still need five good offensive linemen.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure they have five. All right. I'm sure they don't have five.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how that plays out. All right, let's go hit our first break. Coming to you live from the studio, and this is extremely rare for us to both be in here. 866-TAN-1340. If you want to pick up the phone, feel free to do it. When we come back, this is the Little Greek Show, hanging out with John. All right.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
This holiday season, skip the caroling and unwrap the excitement of a very unsilent night. Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. January 17th and again February 7th. Get ready for two all different shows with 16 different Monster Jam trucks each, including Monster Mutt, Max D, Grave Digger, and more. Plus, don't miss never-before-seen stunts only for the January 17th show. Super Value new seats are still just $15. Or save 20% with a two-show ticket and go to both shows for as low as $24. Tickets go up $5 more day of show, so buy now and save at Ticketmaster. Charge at 800-745-3000 or at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $2.75 facility fee. Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen and PKT, the official tire of Monster Jam. It's the holiday gift with horsepower. January 17th and February 7th, Raymond James Stadium.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
One, two, one, two, three.
That's even better, you know, just hearing that. But it was really unfair because I was trying to do a little prep for the next segment, and all we talked about was little Greek food. So my mind is like,
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, but I tried to prepare. I tried to be professional, and I'm thinking about the you know, the chicken and the salads, and so
Euros.
Heroes. Yeah. Euros. So the whole nine yards. How about Mo Buckets yesterday?
How do you do?
Maurice Spates, a local product. We'd like to say AFA, but also Gibbs.
He was there, yeah.
Where did he? But he didn't even graduate from either one of those, right? Didn't he then go off to that prep school?
He did.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
So everybody gets to claim him. It's kind of like when somebody wins like the Idol shows or whatever, and like 19 cities claim him. He can only be from one city. But Mo Buckets, obviously Maurice Bates, started yesterday.
Really?
Started yesterday. It was
good
his Christmas
him.
Gift, yeah.
Good for him.
Very, very happy for him. And then Sean told me Kerr now has more technical fouls as a coach in 3 months than, what did he play, 18 years?
I think it was about 18, almost 20.
I think he had four techs in his entire playing career, and he has five as a coach.
Well, he can afford it now. He doesn't have to worry about his playing time. So
That is definitely true. You basketball at all?
A little bit. Again, another tough one just because we don't really have, you know, we moved around a lot when I was younger, so I didn't really get into anybody too big. And then we came out here, and then, you know, I guess Orlando, but God, it's hard to be an Orlando fan too. It's pretty brutal.
You have to really be a fan to be able to be an Orlando fan, but... Hey,
and we're the home of the Magic.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You know, we run the Magic games here, but totally understand. LeBron, did you see that?
It was a little
nice
bit
little ovation.
A little bit tough emotionally. Obviously, he had a lot of big things happen for him there, but there was a boo or two mixed in with the standing ovation. I think the ovation means a little bit more to him, though.
I want to know how many Cleveland people that burned his jersey when he left, went out and repurchased the
now
jersey.
Have
a lot. Probably a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably a lot.
You know, and I know they kind of, there were some people obviously upset, you know, down there in Miami as well. All right, we have had tons of people already, and I just got another one, Toomey from Seminole.
Okay.
Just did the little Greek. So, you know, a lot of people are registering for the Athlete Originals t-shirt, the Wicked Good Cupcakes. We might have to send little Greek some Wicked Good Cupcakes.
Now you're talking.
Yep.
We'll have to ask him not to send the peanut butter surprise then. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so it's funny when Wicked Good Cupcakes, do you watch Shark Tank at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Well,
I mean, he's big time.
All right, well, that's who Wicked Good Cupcakes was on it. We became good friends with them, and so we send them out to guests and such. And so they sent, I won't say how many, but a large group for my crew and Bubba the Love Sponge's crew, because Radio I.O. is run through Bubba's network. And I cherry-picked all the peanut butter surprises out of there.
Needless to say, nobody else knows what it tastes like because they're all spoken for.
Very good.
Like it.
I'll take your word for it. I have no idea.
It's definitely very good. So, LeBron, did you watch any of the game at all?
I did not see any of the game. I happened to miss that. I was otherwise occupied watching...
some soccer, I'm sure.
No. I was watching a movie I got for Christmas.
We'll do our Thursday night MMA show, and they're both up on MMA, you know, Sean and Alex. And I look over, and they're both on their computers. And I'm like, what are you, what? And
we're
I get up
making
and look,
it look like we're doing something.
But they're watching soccer.
Hey, I don't blame them.
But they're watching soccer. So talk some soccer.
I don't blame them. Did you catch anything this morning?
I saw a little bit. I saw Rooney had two goals in today's Boxing Day.
I just got a text from Sean saying, don't hate.
It's true. Yeah. Don't hate. It's the most popular sport in the world.
Yeah. Yep.
Get on board.
Well, I'm not going to argue that.
Come on.
I used to argue all the time when people would say that Michael Jordan was the most popular athlete or the most famous athlete. And he's not. It's always a soccer player.
Always, yeah.
Because we think as Americans that it's only here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so small here when you look at everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure what's the one where they throw the ball and it bounces and they cricket?
Yeah.
Is that what it? They're pretty famous too. But
sure.
We couldn't name a single cricket guy.
I don't even know like the rules. I can't even read you you read a box score to it. It sounds like gibberish. I don't even.
Similar to dodgeball.
Not a clue.
To stay out of the way of the ball.
Some sticky wickets.
Yeah, don't get hit.
Back to your soccer talk.
Yeah, I saw a little bit. Van Persie got a yellow card in I think it was the 61st, 62nd.
He ended up scoring also. Yeah, they all the goals were great. They're looking a lot better. And they obviously with the whole Van Gaal and the defense is still a little shaky, but De Gea has been, you know, best player.
Rock
on the team.
Solid.
You know, he's been unbelievable.
Rock solid, yeah. I don't know. It's going to be tough getting once we get towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, hot start. Chelsea, that's going to be a tough hurdle to clear.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a shot to stay up there. Man City, obviously pretty strong. I think they also won 3-1 today
big,
as well.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's amazing how just Manchester itself has had to, Man U has had to deal with now the little brother has grown up and can defend themselves,
mm-hmm.
And really has in some ways overtaken, and now it's that local derby that everybody likes to see in England. But great play. It's going to be interesting how the rest of the field turns out because the strikers are obviously.
It's
top drawer.
I mean, you can't beat between Falcao, Van Persie, Rooney. I mean, shoot, and then you come in Mata, Valencia, and Ashley Young have been picking it up a lot, which is great. And it is as long as we can just get some defense. Because even the only goal we gave up today was just a horrible foul by Phil Jones. They gave up a PK, and it was just horrible. It was so bad. It was 87th minute or something like that, end of the game, and he just it was a horrible decision by him. And if we could shore that up, man, anything can happen. But I do agree, Chelsea, they just look, they're a machine right now. I mean, I don't, who's going to, they don't look like they're going to trip up to anybody. So we'll
Drogba
see.
Drogba was
there.
A big pickup for them.
I know, he's back. Yeah. I can't believe it. So.
As a goalkeeper, if you were in De Gea's shoes, for example, you guys lose 3-1. If that one goal, what would you prefer? Would you rather it be a PK where the kick taker is almost expected to score, or would you rather it be some amazing shot that was that tough but still went in?
I'll take the PK because it was Papi Cisse, who's he's no slouch. It was really well executed. He couldn't have saved it anyway. And then that's not going to be on the highlight reel. If you get somebody drops a golazo on you, it's going to be on ESPN all over the place. Everybody's going to see you getting there you are on your back while the ball is flying in. But nobody's going to show a PK on that. So I'll go with
Good
the PK,
point.
So then nobody has to. Nobody'll know.
Fair enough.
I'm busy. Leave me alone.
And then, well, how about Champions
I'm
League?
I'm checking out the menu, the little Greek restaurant menu.
There you go. Champions League. Is anybody going to stop Real Madrid? I don't see anybody in the world right now that could take them on.
As a fan, I have to put my fan hat on. Mm-hmm. There's only certain occasions where I'm allowed to put my fan hat on.
Okay.
In this case, I would love to see Barca be able to put them in their place a little bit. Mm-hmm. Recent coaching change.
Yep.
Interesting seeing how everything's going to be coming through and how that will play out on the pitch. Mm-hmm. You have Neymar, you have Messi. So
and that's what's been tough is I feel like Messi, Neymar, and Suarez are all want to do the same thing. They're all like the same guy. Maybe Messi a little bit more as a more creator, but they're all three guys. They want to score. They want to be the guy. And I think they're having a little bit of trouble.
Egos.
Yeah, there's so much between the three of them, and that seems what it's been tough. It's because they're going against their natural instinct is to score, and they're going to have to start going against that to make more passes. That's what Barcelona does, and that's kind of how they've always been.
It's all about possession.
Yeah, and so it'll be. If they can, start to mesh a little bit better, I think that they could definitely. I mean, they have the talent for sure.
Sure.
It's just can they work together in that system the way they want to play and be successful? So
I would love to see Bayern Munich and Real Madrid
get that rematch.
I think that would be a great game to watch. Being able to, the midfield for Bayern Munich, which is pretty much all of the German national team
plus
anyway.
Robin,
What can't they do?
Yeah,
what
I agree.
Can't they do?
I agree.
So I would love to say that they have a shot to be able to put the brakes on Real a little bit, but it's just amazing how they just keep going. They just keep going, and obviously, anybody who has Ronaldo is going to have a shot.
Yeah, he's on another level right now. I mean, for the longest time, I wanted to stay against it. Messi's the best, but I mean,
especially recently.
Oh man, he's just been unstoppable. I mean, you can't stop him. He's literally been unplayed. You can't play against him right now. So it's been tough for everybody. I almost feel bad. You watch. He was just in the they did the Club World Cup or something like that. So he's playing these Mexican clubs and he's just crushing them. They're winning all their games. They won the final 5-1 or 5-0 or something. I mean, it was just embarrassing. He's just running around on these guys. So it'll be. I think the next ties of the because now they're in the knockout stage, right? Champions League, I believe.
Yeah.
So it should be coming up. But I don't think who'd they get? Schalke or something? I don't even remember.
I can look it up real quick. But and going back to the 5-0, 5-1, that's one of the things that we were talking about earlier is popularity in the U.S. For the sport of soccer.
Yep.
That would be something that Americans would love to see on a consistent basis. If we could have more games like that, 1-1-0, 2-1, not quite as entertaining.
It'll never work. Yeah, right. It'll never work.
Yeah. Maybe if they play with two balls and then everybody...
that might be okay.
Just create a new sport.
American soccer.
And if anybody else is as bored listening to soccer as I was, you can join the email club at littlegreekrestaurant.com, which is what I did while you guys were talking soccer.
That was
soccer.
The plan all along.
It definitely worked. 866-1013-40. If you want to pick up the phone, feel free to do it. Oh, I forgot the cameras are on, too.
Yeah,
you can go to the website at tantalk1340.
Say hello.
A lot of stuff to get to, and we will do it. We got to talk about tonight's football game as well when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hold on tight. It's the high-flying Auburn Tigers and the Big Ten Western Division champion Wisconsin Badgers battling for the coveted Outback Bowl trophy. Gasp at the nation's number one rusher, Badgers Melvin Gordon. Experience dazzling Tigers quarterback Nick Marshall. Explosive players. Electrifying football. Be there for the fireworks. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
This holiday season, skip the caroling and unwrap the excitement of a very unsilent night. Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. January 17th and again, February 7th. Get ready for two all different shows with 16 different Monster Jam trucks each, including Monster Mutt, Max D, Gravedigger, and more. Plus, don't miss never-before-seen stunts only for the January 17th show. Super Value seats are still just $15. Or save 20% with a two-show ticket and go to both shows for as low as $24. Tickets go up $5 more day of show, so buy now and save at Ticketmaster. Charge at 800-745-3000 or at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $275 facility fee. Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen and PKT, the official tire of Monster Jam. It's the holiday gift with horsepower. January 17th and February 7th, Raymond James Stadium.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out in studio. Little weird to be in studio, hanging out with John from Little Greek. Yes. He's got his family and soon-to-be family and everybody here tuning in. What just got dropped off?
So you have some of the house dressing that we make. Not the bottled one, obviously, but what we serve in the restaurant, we make in-house. From scratch, you also have some fresh pepper and sea salt. You crack it as your... serving it there, it's the real deal.
Very cool.
Yes.
Talk about the restaurant for a second. Let's take advantage of that.
Sure. Yeah. It's Fast casual, obviously, as I mentioned, basically you go in and all the restaurants are pretty similar where you order at the cash register and it's not, you'll tell the cashier what you want and you can just go sit down or you can see, you know, it's all open kitchen. So all the guys are throwing, you know, they're making the food to order right there in front of you. You know, they're throwing the stuff on the grill and you see them shaving the uramine off the cone and, yeah, and then you just take a seat. We bring it out to you, and it's you know, again, everything cooked to order. So if you have allergies, or you're a vegetarian, or you hate beets or whatever, you know, we can make it just the way you want. Comes out fresh, fantastic, and it's
specialties. What are the specialties?
Euro pita, number one seller, is the best. We get Kronos Euro meat from Illinois. It's the high. We get their highest grade Euro meat they have as well as their pita bread. And then after that, I would go with the chicken souvlaki, which is two grilled chicken skewers, which we marinate the chicken in the Greek dressing. So it's really flavorful. And that comes over a bed of yellow rice with a side Greek salad, pita bread, tzatziki sauce. That's tough to beat.
Is there competitions between the restaurants? Because I know you have many. Where? Is 4th Street the number one restaurant?
No. South Tampa is the number one restaurant.
Oh, you're South Tampa. I thought you were 4th Street. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, South Tampa is the number one restaurant.
It's
a very friendly, where all the owners and GMs are very competitive, but it's very friendly, and everybody wants to, you know, we get a thing every morning that has a list of everybody's sales, and everybody always wants to be number one. So it's fun, though.
So... You just named off a short list, but can you, in your position, do you have a favorite?
Favorite restaurant?
No, favorite item that you...
Personally?
Is your personal go-to?
They're all like your children.
Man.
We know that.
Man.
They're all like your children.
Oh,
really,
man.
I guess we should ask your dad that.
Yeah, no, it'd be good. My favorite thing on the menu isn't... Well, my favorite food's not on the menu. I usually just make something
crazy. Special stuff.
But no,
gotcha.
But basically...
Okay.
He made the mistake. Leaked that out.
The Greek salad with the grilled chicken on top. And I do, instead of the potato salad, I get hummus on the salad. It's awesome. Yeah, it's really good.
Dolmades for me.
Okay, yeah. And Dolmades also would be the president of the company's number one choice, or the fresh grape leaves. It's a huge process. It takes us about 4 to 5 hours to make a batch of them because we're making the ground beef. We're cooking it with all these, you know, it's like 18, you know, different spices and stuff in there. And we're hand rolling them. We're cooking the leaves, and then we got to cook them in the oven after we've hand rolled about 200 of them. But they are so good. They're not an advanced Greek item. You know, not a beginner's item. They're more for somebody who's a little daring and wants to try something a little different. But it'll change your life.
LittleGreekRestaurant.com. That's
yep.
the website.
Yep,
I'm assuming your location is the 1155
Southdale Neighbor.
Southdale Neighbor.
That's it.
If you want to pick up the phone, give them a call at 813-443-4594.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And open till 9 p.m.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Google does really good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, they do have a lot of that.
Not bad. They got it down.
Let's talk about UFC 182, which is
already
next
there.
Saturday. I can't wait for it. It's going to be a lot of fun to be there, obviously, and then the Consumer Electronics Show the week after. And in case he's listening, because he very well may be, Seth Gold, I am wearing your shirt, Hardcore Pawn, yeah. because he will be co-hosting with me on the 8th.
Check the stream.
There it is. Any thoughts yet, or is it too early to start thinking Cormier, John Jones?
Well, no, it's certainly not. I think everybody's still got the media brawl, the media day brawl in their mind. Obviously,
yes and
that,
no.
That
yes
was
and no.
a
it
long
happened so
time
long ago.
Ago.
Right.
There's so much that has happened since then, sure, and it's sort of died down a little bit. So you don't have quite that same... draw. They tried to
the hype
to it has sort of died down, although there is a Donald Cerrone fight on this card, so he puts on exciting fights. He obviously is very vocal about how much he loves fighting and wants to keep doing it and be exciting doing it. He's going up against Miles Jury,
Who very few people know about. Now we'll have him on the program next week, and this is the opportunity for Jury to kind of blow up as well, going
Absolutely.
And taking on Donald Cerrone, the bonus king.
It's a shot.
You know, it definitely is. We got to go from speaking about food to now working out in the gym. Every other week we do the kinetics thing. So on the phone with us right now, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, guy who's hitting it up at What the Buck parties, I understand, Styles G. White. What up?
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. We can talk about eating and add in dessert if we're going to talk about eating.
Baklava.
You know, We don't have to stop talking about food. Talk about food. I like food.
Well, because, you know, I know we all like food. We need food, but then we also have to get into the gym over there at Kinetics as well.
We do. We do. And actually, we have a good plan going on right now, too, with our Platinum Package, which is $2.99 for the whole year. You get 24-hour access, daycare, and you get less meals classes that we offer now. So it's huge. We got a great special going on for the new year.
I know it's not the first time that this happened, and I'm kind of feel like I was involved a little bit as one of our biggest fans that come to our show week in and week out, purchased a personal training session with you for her husband.
Yeah, she did. Yes, she did. And it was awesome because he got to get posted it on Facebook, and it was pretty dope. I kind of got auctioned off or sold off. I think that's a good thing. I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Before we talk about, you know, some kind of workout schedule, why the Cleveland Browns? You're now a big Cleveland Brown fan. Why?
I mean, I've been a Cleveland Browns fan for about 2.5 weeks right now. I love it. because of the history, right? They're pretty good. Like, I found out, researched some more, and I found out that that the Dog Pound, which is a fan club, was, like, so into the Browns. They made their own section, and then the Cleveland Browns adopted them. You know, so now they're like the official kind of fan base for the Cleveland Browns. So that was pretty badass. That's pretty badass.
You already said it twice, so that's fine. Well, let's see how much, you know, research you really did, all right?
Oh, come on. I just started to... All right, go.
No, because this is very important to
I
you, Styles
G. Going.
Yeah, of course you do. You wore a face mask when you played and when you practiced, when you played for the Buccaneers, when you played for the Orlando team, when you played for the other NFL teams. Do you know why and how the face mask was invented? And it is Cleveland Brown related.
I don't know.
So if anybody asks you down the road, the reason the face mask was invented was for arguably, and I'm going to say the second greatest Cleveland Brown of all time, even though I'd like to say the first, Otto Graham broke his jaw. Paul Brown invented the face mask so Otto Graham could play the following weekend, and that's the beginning of the face mask.
Well, see, I thought that the Cleveland Browns was named after the boxer, not Paul Brown.
No, I'm not saying why the team was named. I'm saying the owner was
Paul Brown.
Paul Brown, and he invented the face mask because of Otto. So you just pulled it out of the air. I'm going to be a Cleveland Brown fan.
Don't judge me.
Well, I'm going to judge you, but it's certainly not going to be because you're a Cleveland Brown fan.
Fair enough. Then you know what? I'm okay with that.
Do you have your Manziel jersey yet?
I don't, and I probably won't get one. I probably won't get one until he deserves for me to get one, you know?
Okay.
He has to earn me to wear his jersey now, you know? There's no way anybody's jersey.
So whose jersey whose jersey do you have?
Anybody's jersey. I got my jersey. That's it. My old jersey, worthy. Okay. I might get a Gerald McCoy jersey though. He's pretty.
He's worthy.
Really well.
Yeah, he's definitely worthy. All right, let's put together, you know, a plan. You know, people, they always do it right around now. New Year's Day is coming. They're claiming they're going to get back at the gym. No better gym to obviously get involved with than Kinetics in Pinellas Park. How to get started? Start slow. Start heavy. What?
Oh man, I think the best way is show up. I think that's the best way to do it is just show up, and you know, with our trainers, with me training and stuff like that, we can always modify things. So I think the biggest thing right now is people just showing up. It's not hard or fast, depending on your skill set. You know, if you kind of been working out, maybe you can go a little harder. But if you just started, the best thing to do right now is just show up.
See, I like
get on a treadmill. You know,
Alex, I like how Styles told me don't judge him, but what's the first thing he says about working out? Showing up, because he knows I have a problem with that.
That whole deal.
Alex, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, I miss you, man.
It's been a little bit.
I know this is not health related, but we got to smoke a cigar. We don't inhale, so...
Okay. Gotcha.
You know, every time Styles tells me that, you know, you need to show up and come to a gym, I said, come on, I drive by a gym.
Yeah.
Proximity.
Yeah, you're a different kind of guy right there, Randy. You're in the class by yourself, buddy.
I drive by a gym daily.
Yeah, and that doesn't... No, okay, let me rephrase. Show up in the gym, not by it. not in the vicinity of it, show up. Let me see your face. Come in there. Check it out.
I am going to start back up. I have the membership. We talked about that. I will be back in Kinetics. I have a plan. Not only that, we want to invite you, SGW. We are going to have a team. Matter of fact, John, we want you involved in this too.
Oh, all right.
It's the, what is it, Rugged Maniac event that's up in Dade City, where you run, you jump over fire, you crawl underneath barbed wire, you do all this crazy stuff. And if I'm going to do it, you have to do it with us.
Man, I do. You know what? To support you, I'm not a fan of it, but to support you, I will. How does that sound? Do I spoil you? Is that what I do? I spoil you? I sure do.
Okay. All right. Well, there we have it. I am going to get back into Kinetics because I have to get into better shape for the Maniac Run. And
you might want to. Yeah. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I think it might be a good idea. How can people that are listening online, they're listening to, you know, through the radio stations, how do they get more information?
Easy. Come in. Oh, my God. I had a brain fart. I forgot the number just that fast. That's not good. That's not good, Morgan. 727. Wow. Randy,
all right, we'll get it.
Get it from me. Put it on. I'm so sorry, man.
I'll get it.
I can't even.
I'll get it. I need to tell you this one thing before I let you go. So,
yes,
Alex, I call Styles just to remind him, you know, it's time to come on. It goes to voicemail, no surprise. And when it goes to voicemail, the voicemail says, "Thanks for calling, Randy." How did that happen?
You know what? I'm the man. You know, you're welcome.
It was pretty impressive. SGW, as always, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Later. Take care. Styles G. White.
I believe the number he was looking for is 727-827-7979.
Now, you shook your head when I said about the Maniac thing. Are you familiar with it?
Well, I've heard it. Is that similar to the, what are the other things they call them?
Like a Tough Mudder.
Yeah.
Craziness? Yeah. I've wanted to do one. It sounds fun.
Now you are.
There we go.
You know, we are going to put a team together.
That's
We're
cool.
all going to go out there and
We're
represent.
Let's
you
do
got
it.
Yourself in a lot more than you were expecting when you
true.
Walked into
true.
Studio.
That
today.
Is true. That's all right.
You better be careful because things are going to keep coming.
That's
you know,
cool.
know
That's
pretty
cool.
soon we're going to put a soccer team together to play against the Rowdies.
Oh, I'd love it.
That would be
yes. I would love that.
That'd be fun. We'll do it. We'll cater
be
to
Be careful what you guys wish for.
Yeah.
I'll pick up the phone. I'll call Perry Vanderbeck, and before you know it.
I am all for it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I am all for it. I can't play baseball anymore, so I want to get back to my roots. I was playing baseball and soccer as a kid. So
get us out on the pitch.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Are we done? I know that I jumped out of UFC 182. Did we talk enough
for a
about
second.
It?
Oh, for a second. We got a little bit more. Marcus Brimage on the card as well.
Yes, he is. Marcus will be on the show next week. He just texted me. Great guy, and a good friend of ours, a good friend of the show. He'll be on the program next Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
We're going to run it Thursday, and then we'll run the interview on Friday while I'm on the plane headed out to Las Vegas.
Hector Lombard and Josh Berkman are the curtain jerker for the main event. Expecting anything out of that? Lombard hasn't had the best UFC run so far.
All right, you guys were talking about being professional and the fan hat and the, you know, the media hat and all that kind of stuff. And I never take the media hat off, but I'm going to take it off. I don't know Hector Lombard. I know Josh. I want Josh to be victorious in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I read something earlier that Lombard said he's the most hated fighter in MMA.
Yeah, I don't
Why
know about
is
that.
Is it because of the Bellator thing or?
I don't know. I disagree with that. I think that while he was still fighting, Chael Sonnen was towards the top of that list. I'd say Anderson Silva was at the top of the list.
The difference of those guys, though, is they're high on the list and they're at the bottom of the list. Hector Lombard's not at the top. Dislike him.
Which I don't understand, and I don't see how he's sort of established. I think it helps if you're at the top of the tier.
Absolutely.
Because Tito Ortiz, I'd say he's pretty well hated.
Nobody hates him.
In the world of MMA. You either love to
you know
hate
much
him
about
or hate the lie.
I've heard of him, but that's about it. Yep.
So, I mean, he plays the heel card well, again, as did Chael. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Hector Lombard plays the heel role?
No, Tito did.
Oh, Tito did. Well, yeah,
still
Tito,
does.
Tito's a genius.
And that's what matters, is he was able to capitalize on people hating him. Either hate to love them or love to hate them. So
later on tonight, NC State at 7-5 taking on the Knights of the University of Central Florida. They're 9-3 at the, I guess this year it's called the Bitcoin Bowl,
which I have no idea what a Bitcoin is. So I,
do you guys know what it is?
I no, absolutely not.
Yeah, it has. Do you know?
It's internet money.
Oh, it's internet money.
Virtual money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fake money. It's real, but it's like, I don't know. Yeah.
It's just internet. Okay. So
I guess it's cool because you don't have to pay credit card companies. You can just pay with, so it kind of eliminates that middleman, I guess. I would imagine
in the press box tonight they'll have some information on it.
Well, you can buy stuff with Bitcoins in the stadium, I think is what they were trying to do. I don't know if they got that through
or not. Yeah, but you need to know what Bitcoin is.
Yeah, maybe you sign up, they give you like five free ones or something.
I think you're doing a little bit better job of explaining Bitcoin than Bitcoin has done explaining Bitcoin.
It is really confusing. I'm not 100% sure.
They've taken over, I guess, the title sponsorship, what used to be called the Beef O' Brady's Bowl.
Yeah.
And tonight, UCF. I'm looking forward to it because I'm going as a fan, which I never get to go to anything as a fan. And Alex, you already know, but my daughter goes to UCF. Sean graduated from USF, so they hate each other. The schools hate each other. Sean already has his Beat UCF shirt to wear. Emily drove back to Orlando to get her UCF clothing. So it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Not only the Bitcoin Bowl, but also the Duck Commander Independence Bowl.
Oh, thank God. Finally.
is that all those guys with the duck horns
exactly,
to all be out there?
Exactly. It's going to be an incredibly loud bowl. But this is Miami versus South Carolina. So I think a little bit bigger program for here.
Right? It's 3:30?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. Thought it was today. Okay.
No, that's tomorrow. So
before we hit the final break, and I know we got to get this in, did you see the Bahama Bowl?
I can't say it.
Did you see that play? Was that the Central Michigan?
Yes. Unbelievable. Yeah. I stopped watching, and then before that one, because what they score like 35 points in the fourth quarter. Yep. Unbelievable.
And then they tied it up, or almost tied it up.
They went for two.
Yeah. On the typical band on the field play, where they throw the ball all over.
Hook and ladder.
Give me your thoughts on the decision to go for two in the win and not go into overtime.
I guess. I mean, I could see you have all the momentum. I would have kicked the extra point. I mean, you have.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I mean, you have everything on your side. The other team has to be completely deflated at that point. But, I mean, you know, it's a bowl game. Go for the, you know.
It's in the
Bahamas.
They wanted to get out.
They wanted
to go sell. Did you see how they told the team?
The YouTube video.
Did you see that?
It was great.
Alex? They put like five different bowl games up on a screen, and they're in their media room and whatever, and one by one they take it away. So now the only two that are left is Detroit and the Bahamas. Now, they're from Central Michigan. So, you know, and then it went all blank, and then all of a sudden, then it's the Bahamas, and everybody goes absolutely crazy. And the only other one I want to mention real quick, and then we got to hit this break. I don't know if you saw this, and I don't even remember what bowl game it was, but the coach said that he was going to bring up select players to open their bowl gifts in front of the entire team. So he goes, let me bring up, and he brings up a guy who I believe was going to be a fourth-year senior walk-on. Mm-hmm. So they hand him a gift, which is just like a little box, and he opens the little box up, and it's a scholarship for his fifth year.
Yeah, I believe Tennessee. It was Tennessee.
It was Tennessee. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was really pretty cool.
It's so really neat. Yep.
Well, when we come back, we'll get ready to close out the show, close out the year, close out everything else, turn it back over to Little Greek John, or John from Little Greek, or however you want to talk about it. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Javon Hay and PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Hold on tight. It's the high-flying Auburn Tigers and the Big Ten Western Division champion Wisconsin Badgers battling for the coveted Outback Bowl trophy. Gasp at the nation's number one rusher, Badgers' Melvin Gordon. Experienced, dazzling Tigers quarterback Nick Marshall. Explosive players. Electrifying football. Be there for the fireworks. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Final few minutes of 2014. That's just weird. I said to my wife last night, it's 2015.
Already.
Isn't that crazy? Any special plans? Any special plans?
Hopefully going to Dallas for the national championship, FSU versus the winner of the Alabama-Ohio State game.
Interesting. But, all right.
Well, getting married as well. I'm getting married next year.
I'd say that's probably a highlight.
Also
yeah.
That's also important. I was going chronologically. Okay.
All right. What's going on with you over the next week or two?
Over the next week or two.
This is the last time I'll see you, you know, till the 9th.
Yeah. Not too horribly much. Just trying to take it easy and hit the show season hard next year.
So. Have you talked to Matt McClellan?
I have talked to him. He actually gave me a very flattering phone call right after he won his division. Well, he was first in two classes and second in a third class, which is awesome for a first show. And
we were talking cool. During the break about Alex, and here's another friend of ours who ate pizza and then went and won the tournament.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, so he was trying to show that there's a different way.
Yeah.
You know, these guys that's I'm going to bring you in next time the week before he has a competition.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's a nice guy sitting here? Oh my God, you have no clue. The week before a show or the Friday before a show?
It's like a wrestler, you have to drop.
Oh, it's not pretty.
Brutal.
It's definitely not pretty.
For me, it's good because I don't have to hit a certain weight. Mm-hmm. My division is done by height. But you're still, you're carb depleted.
Oh, there were so many things I could have just said, and I didn't. Because we have guests in the studio. I let the hype thing go by, just so you know. So you owe me for that one.
It's a little rough.
All right, give me your final score, FSU-Oregon.
FSU-Oregon, I'll take...
FSU wins.
I'll take FSU, and it's going to be something like 42-38. I mean, it's going to be...
Shootout.
Yeah, it's going to be something
what do you
like
think?
That.
Give me your score. Ironically, I was thinking 42 too.
I'll say 42-38 for Oregon. Yeah. The other way around.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say 42-21.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Alabama wins big.
Alabama wins big.
And then I'm looking forward to, what is it, the 8th? Is it the 7th or 8th or something like that? But all right, we are just about out of time. John, thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you, guys. It was a blast.
Nick, sir, thank you very much for coming out. Happy New Year's to everybody. We will see you next year right back here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wiggs.
Do you have a Twitter?
Oh, I don't, actually.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
More threats against police. Sony Security stumbled.